Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy and the state's legislative leaders are scheduled to begin negotiations this week on closing a $2.7 billion deficit in the state's next two-year budget. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The final budget talks are set to begin on Wednesday. Governor Malloy says he's looking forward to the negotiations.
In February, I proposed a budget that was in balance. To bring that further into balance, we have to make some number of $100 million adjustments. We'll have those adjustments. I've addressed the issue. I'm asking the legislature to address the issue.
But Malloy is upset that Democratic and Republican legislative leaders have criticized his plan for this year's budget deficit, calling it too aggressive.
Leaders of the legislature don't want to do the hard things. And this is all about doing hard things. That's what government is.
Malloy is also negotiating with the state employees unions to get $700 million in labor concessions to help bring down the deficit in the next two-year budget.
If we don't have an agreement, then we're going to have to find at least that $700 million worth of savings other ways.
He says that's why the state has begun sending layoff notices to some 1,100 employees, just in case the labor concessions fall through. Ebong Udama, WSH News.